Uste vrata sede de duste de bada dusty bread to do the deadestana he to he. Landed a huste de hebraha. Blessed are they that find a hiding place. Blessed are they that abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Many shall many shall wax worse and worse and away. But those that seek diligently shall remain and grow strong, because they shall be like a tree planted by the river. Whatsoever thing they do shall prosper. They will bring forth abundantly in this much due season. Therefore, take hold of the reins of life. Do what you know to do is right, and you will walk in the light. Take hold of the reins of life. Take hold of the realm of the spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your Father. Praise your Father. Praise your Father. Praise your Father. Glory to God. 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 He did bit it to do study, did it estate above a tastic at a hand a hand a ha. Prototastic a tissue to the hubaha. Roma do stick in a hand a ha shinahi. Confess, I will take hold of the reins of life. Rangondu stapet of a to ushtan de frotostere hit a hair. Well, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Write that down. I want you to get that in your spirit. Please write that down. If you don't want to, you don't have to, but I would if I were you. Hallelujah. Write this down in your own words. It was very strong in my spirit. Extremely strong in my spirit. Blessed are they that find a hiding place. As we're sitting here praying in the Holy Ghost, you know, we just began to pray, and the presence of God was so sweet and so strong and so wonderful. I said, what a refuge this is. Just not a bunch of people praying, but the presence of God was there. Amen. And the Lord said, blessed are they that find a hiding place. Hallelujah. You need to rejoice and thank God. Hallelujah for a hiding place. Blessed are they that abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Many shall wax worse and worse and away. Some are going to wax worse and worse and then finally away. But those that seek diligently, and underline diligently, shall remain and grow strong. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because they shall be like a tree planted by the river. Hallelujah. Whatsoever thing they do shall prosper. Glory to God. It's because of where they're planted. Thank you, Jesus. They shall bring forth abundantly in this much due season. Glory to God. Glory to God. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost as we speak these things. Therefore, take hold of the reins of life. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And do what is right. Hallelujah. And walk in the light. And you know what's right. Amen. You've been taught what's right. Amen. Say, I will do what is right. Glory to God. And that tells you how to walk, doesn't it? Tells you where to abide, amen. Tell you what, how to live, amen. Tell you to live from your spirit in this season, amen. When it tells us to take hold of the reins of life are our confession. The reins of life are anything that comes out of our spirit, amen. take hold of the reins of life. Grab a hold of life by the Spirit. Amen. For out of it flow what? The issues of life. What do the issues of life flow from? Amen. The Spirit. Out of the heart flow the issues of life. So take hold of your heart. Amen. And that means grab a hold of your heart and make sure your heart is saturated with the presence of God, with the Spirit of God. Amen. You notice that many anointed people are teaching basics lately. Confession. Bible, you know, confession, Bible faith, amen, prayer in the Holy Ghost, these basic things. And they're teaching us these things and speaking these things. The Spirit of God is that we might be able to take hold of the reins of life. For many have works has waxed worse and worse. And the reason why they wax worse and worse is because they did not take hold of the reins of life. Amen. If you don't take hold of the reins of life with your heart, you know, a wind will blow. Somebody say, praise God. Amen. And you won't be there. Amen. So take hold of the reins of life. Be prayed up in the Spirit of God. Amen. Be prayed up. Amen. Be worshiped up, prayed up. Amen. And worded up. Amen. And be stacked ready. Amen. That's what it means. Take hold of the reins of life when you do those things. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But those that seek diligently will remain strong and grow. You're going to see two different things. Don't be surprised when you see. You're going to see people grow worse and worse. And finally away. Amen. There's some people that you see the way that they walk and you say, hey, it's so inconsistent, the inconsistency. This is the season. Amen. Where people, some are going to grow stronger and stronger. And you're going to see a separation between the strength and those that grow. And you're going to see others wax worse and worse and then finally away. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. But those that seek diligently shall remain. Somebody say, remain. There's a scripture in the Bible that says that you will be able to remain in the land. Hallelujah. Remain in the land and grow strong. Amen. And that's what your desire should be, that this is the time that you're going to grow strong. Amen. Because they shall be like a tree. This is why they grow strong. Notice that the first part said, blessed are they that find a hiding place. And the hiding place is the place where is beside the rivers of water. Amen. He leadeth me beside the rivers of water. Amen. Rivers, plain paths. He leads us in and all those things, right? Because they shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Whatsoever thing they'll do will prosper. Why? Because they're rooted. Amen. There's a spring under the ground. Amen. Hallelujah. They shall bring forth abundantly. You might not want to hear that. Amen. But I prophesy, and I'm not speaking it to everybody. I'm speaking it to those that find a hiding place. Amen. They will bring forth abundantly in this much due season. Therefore, somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Therefore, take hold of the reins of life while you're in that hiding place. Amen. And do what is right. All those things you got to do in order to take advantage of this next season. Do what's right. Amen. That means walk in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost and walk under the anointing of the Spirit of God. When the Holy Spirit's leading you to do some things, do it. Amen. Walk, do what is right. Amen. And doing what's right is doing what your heart leads you to do. Amen. And it also says the walk in the light. That means the walk in the revelation of the Word of God. Amen. When it says the walk in the light, that means you're walking according to the Scripture, not according to your own understanding. Amen. His Word gives is the entrance to all light, gives light, doesn't it? So I say, I will. Walk by faith. Amen. Walking by faith is walking by in the Word of God. Amen. And when you walk by faith and you walk in the light of God's Word, you will automatically do what is right. And if I were you, I'd make that declaration that you are one that has found a hiding place. Amen. You are one that's planted by the rivers of water. Amen. And whatsoever you will do, amen, will prosper. Amen. You don't care what goes on around about you. Amen. But you're one that will remain and grow strong. Amen. You will not be. There's some things coming. Do you hear what I'm saying? There are some things coming. Everything's going to be turned upside down. Do you hear what I'm saying? And people are going to be shaken in many different ways. Amen. But find a hiding place. Find a hiding place in the kingdom of God, in the Word of God, and remain stable. Amen. Hallelujah. God's about to shake some things. Glory to God. Do you hear what I'm saying? We haven't seen anything yet. I believe he's about to shake some stuff. I sense that by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. But for the saints, amen, from glory to glory, amen. Hallelujah. From glory to glory, he'll keep us, amen. And we'll be blessed no matter what else happens, amen. Look at all the things that are going on, Amen. But for the saints, hallelujah, it'll be a good thing. Amen. And many will be shaken by those things and grow worse and worse and worse. But you won't be. Amen. Hallelujah. God will be your provider. He'll be your stronghold. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So bless God right where you are for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Just bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. There are people getting sick. You won't. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do you hear what I'm saying? Glory to God. Those outside of the hiding place will grow sick. Yes, they will. Glory to God. I'm not saying it's the only hiding place. You hear what I'm saying? There are some things coming because you will be distracted if you base your faith on anything else other than, amen, what the realm is in the hiding place. Amen. Make sure you live in the hiding place. There's no sickness in the hiding place. There's no disease in the hiding place. There's no death in the hiding place. Do you hear what I'm saying? Outside of the hiding place, anything will go on. Amen. Anything can happen out there, and you'll grow accustomed to letting your lifestyle match what's on the outside of the hiding place and miss out on God's best. Amen. Because many people that are claiming to be faith don't have any faith. Many people are claiming to be saved aren't saved. Many people that are claiming to know the word don't know the word. Amen. And this is the time when the proof is going to hit the pudding. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you hear what I'm saying? And people are going to be making all kind of excuses because of their stuff not working. Amen. Because they're not planted anywhere. They're not planted they're not planted by the rivers of water. They're not in the hiding place with God. Amen. They just have something in the back of their head. And you know what? It's going to show up. Hallelujah. It's going to show up. Amen. There's a drought coming. Do you hear what I'm saying? There is a drought. There's 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 a drought coming. But under the ground, there's a river of water. Amen. And those that remain planted, they'll sustain themselves from things, unseen resources. Amen. Hallelujah. Unseen resources. Glory to God. This is how the switch comes on. Amen. Hallelujah. He'll prosper you even in a season of great drought, even in a time of great deficit. You'll increase. Somebody say praise God. Because what's happened to you? See, listen, when that spirit went through Egypt and all this, God's about to set his people free. You know what? When the children of Israel came out of Egypt, God brought them out with many different signs and wonders. And he said, listen, you stay up under the blood, you know, but anybody that comes outside of the blood, whether you're Egyptian, whether you're a Hebrew or whatever it was, but if you came outside of that blood, you came outside of the place that God told you to stay in, you want to get what everybody else had. Amen. Whether you were a Hebrew or Jew or whatever, if you stepped outside that door when the angel of death was going by, your firstborn would die. Amen. But if you stayed inside, amen, you stayed under the blood, you stayed under the word, you stayed in the anointing. Somebody say praise God. None of those things happen to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can be on the inside living well. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, I'm a child of the King. Amen. Glory to God, and I shall prosper, and I shall reign. Somebody say, thank God. Hallelujah. No evil will come nigh your dwelling place. Amen. Your dwelling place. Glory to God. No evil, no plague shall come nigh thy what? Dwelling place. Somebody say, praise God. So you got to feel that depends on what your dwelling place is. If your dwelling place is the secret place of the Most High God, amen. No evil will come nigh that dwelling place. Somebody say, praise God. But God's about to shake some things up to let people know he's gone. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And certain people are going to get mad about having their stuff shaken up. And instead of repenting, they're going to grow worse and worse and worse. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm glad about it. Excited about what the Holy Ghost is going to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I see the other side. Amen. I'm not worried about those growing worse and worse and worse. That's not my responsibility. Amen. I'm for those that are planted by the rivers of water. Amen. I'm looking on the other side. Amen. But those that remain, amen, shall dwell in the land and prosper and reign. Amen. And I saw that green leaf. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Amen. Green leaves. Amen. Say, even in a time of drought, that tree will grow greener and greener and greener and still bring forth fruit. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Watch. Watch it come about because people, pride is rampant throughout the land. Amen. Pride is rampant throughout the land. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Pride is rampant throughout the land, but God's going to fix it. Amen. God's going to fix it. Amen. Hallelujah. So bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Amen. But we can look to rejoice in this season that many hungry hearts are going to seek hard after God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Expect everything to turn. Glory to God. Just get up and just bless God with both hands uplifted. Amen. And thank God. Thank God. If you just sense that, I mean, I just sense the fresh spirit. When we just started praying tonight, it was just so wonderful. Amen. It was just so wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Churches that don't find the secret place will dry up and close up. Even those that seem like they're going so great, even the ones that are so-called spirit-filled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those that don't find the secret place, the hiding place. Amen. Churches, communities, ministries, large corporations, any place that doesn't find the secret place. Amen. Hallelujah. Will dry up. Amen. Because people are going to have to live from the inside out. Amen. The outside will no longer supply. Glory. Because some things are going to start to happen. This is no longer going to be popular. Amen. But the power will remain. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That vision, I believe, is the season of that vision. I believe it's the season of that vision where the fire was so strong and some weren't able to move. Amen. And some were being consumed and others were being able to function. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe there's a fire coming. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ooh, and you need to have a confession because there's some negative things in your life right now. There's some negative things in the faith, but it's not a reality, God said. Hallelujah. It's not a reality. It will not be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You need to call it a lie right now in the name of Jesus and say it will not be. Amen. And you need to declare the word of the Lord. Amen. You need to declare the word of the Lord and get a good confession over that thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Ho 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 shanahandi ustikida ha. Ramahuda ustida burvadudu ustikida handed the ustida and he said a hanaha. Hallelujah. Ustikida.
I just want to read this to you. It's Psalm 1. It says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Staying in the word day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the ways of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't that awesome? It's awesome. Blessed. 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 Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Seat of the scornful. Church is playing church, denying the power thereof. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. Amen.
It's out of fashion, but it's time for it to get back in fashion. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, shouldn't have who said it. I don't know what I have to do.
Hmm. And then he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in its season. Big fruit. The Holy Spirit was on Crystal and I about big fruit for a couple months now. About 3 months. Big fruit is coming. Big fruit. I mean, come on. Like Caleb and Jacob in going into the promised land. Big fruit. Grapes that it took two men to carry. One little thing of grapes. Big fruit. Shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season. This is the season. This is the season. It's time to reap. Its leaf also shall not wither. Our leaf won't dry up. It's green leaves. It's the green leaves that represent the growth. And the green leaves come because we can reach down deep with our roots into the river. Even when there's a drought, our leaves won't wither. And whatsoever we do shall prosper. Whatsoever we do will prosper. The ungodly are not so, but they're like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Pastor Rod's been teaching on righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. When we know who we are in Christ, and we are, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. His righteousness, doing the right thing. Everything else shall be added. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous. He planned it out before the foundations of the world. He planned a good life for us, a good path. The light of the word will illuminate which direction we should go. And when we follow the light that illuminates our path, everything we touch will prosper. We'll go in the right direction. We won't be lost and stumbling in the dark. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Whew. Why do the nations rage and the peoples imagine vain things? Whew. I love this. We just go on and on. God is good. God is good. And we are blessed. We are blessed. We are a blessing waiting to manifest. I call forth manifestation of us in Jesus' name. I call forth the miracles. I call forth the words God's spoken over this house, that everyone in it would be debt free, and that this place would be known for the miracles that happen here. Oh, Father God, send the people. Send the people. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your anointing that destroys every yoke. Thank you, Father.
Say deep roots, deep roots, deep roots in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I will dig deep. Deep calleth unto deep in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And get exactly what I need from God. Somebody say praise the Lord. Say this is my season of advantage.
This is my season of advantage.
Ha ha. We just had a half hour to do. I believe we're still in time. I believe we're still in time. I just sense we're done, but I just have just sensed that God's fixing to do something. And that's a Texas word. But God is fixing to do something. You got a testimony you want to share with that guy, or are you just okay where you are? She's just blessed. Amen. She's just blessed. We were out at the hospital yesterday. We were at one hospital today. Amen. We were at another hospital yesterday, you know, and we're not the best hospital. I'm not the best hospital type person. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Judah says, amen. No, you're telling the truth. And we just went there, and they said we just had to go pray for the guy. So we were going to pray for the guy. Amen. And as we were sitting up there talking to the guy, we could communicate with the guy, and we told him that Jesus is real. Amen. Amen. That Jesus wants to heal him. Praise God. And we got through all the stuff, and the guy finally, he could barely talk. We could hear any, but a couple of the words. The guy has been paralyzed for 20 years. Is it 15? Since he's 34 right now, and he got paralyzed at 15. He's been in a chair that long. He wasn't too happy about Jesus. Wasn't too happy about Jesus, but we told him that Jesus was good, and that he needed to know Jesus, that his relationship with Jesus is what would bring healing. Amen. I said, if you knew of a doctor that had the cure for your disease, you'd get up out. You know, he didn't want to read the Bible or watch the. He said he didn't want to read the Bible or have anybody read the Bible or watch the Christian shows. It just wasn't something he enjoyed doing. He didn't want to get up and do it, you know. Well, I said, if you had a doctor that had the cure, you'd want to get up and go to that doctor, wouldn't you? I said, well, you're going to have to get up and go to Jesus. He's your healer, you know. I said, you're going to have to do something about this. And the guy he squeezed down to where he said, you're really serious about this, isn't you? He didn't say it quite like that because he couldn't speak. And he said, y'all are really serious about this. We said, absolutely, yes. Jesus wants to heal you, but you've got to know him. And the whole time, I mean, just the most awesome presence of the Holy Ghost just came into that room where we were. They gave us our own room. Thank God for Anna that has authority there, you know. And she just says, I've seen him come up out of that chair. He's going to walk. I've seen it. Y'all go there and pray for us. They gave us our own room when we got there, and we were in there. We were talking to him. The most awesome presence of God came in there. We prayed the prayer of faith, and we spoke to him and spoke over his mind. We said, Lord, first thing we want you to heal is his memory, that he would be able to remember the word of God. And he has a very bad memory, right? They said he won't be able to remember anything. He has very short-term memory. And one of the things that we taught him, I said, one of the things you need to know about Jesus is that he is your healer. So we had him confessing, Jesus is my healer. If anybody asks you who Jesus is, he's your healer. We talked to that guy for about a half hour, was it? Maybe a little bit longer. And I said, who is Jesus? At the end of that conversation, he said, he's my healer. And if you could hear this man talk, you know, it's this guy can't talk. He cannot talk because he's lost all of his motor skills or whatsoever it was. We prayed for him. He was angry at God. And after we prayed for him for a moment there, he just looks up. Did you see when he just looked up in the chair? Could not move his neck or his head that much, but he just looked straight up, and you could see the tears start to almost well in the guy's eyes. He's just looking up and just completely overwhelmed that Jesus was coming to heal him and set him free. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is a healer.
Yes.
And God is talking about some things and getting some stuff done. Amen. And I'm excited about what God wants to do. Let's go on and get the job done and be blessed and reign forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It feels so good to be in church tonight. Boy, I don't even know if I want to go to Coolidge tomorrow. Amen. When you feel like this on the night before, you're kind of scared to go. Who knows what will happen up there? I mean, who knows what will happen up there? Amen. I believe something good is going to happen up there. That's just a car going by. Praise God. Brother Jesse, you want to bless us just a bit? You just want to run your mouth for 3 minutes? And we'll cut you off at 3 minutes. Just come and run your mouth about all this stuff.
Well, as Pastor Rod got up and kind of said his part and Rita shared her part, you know, God speaks, but a lot of times it's a piece here, a piece there, and he does it that way so that when you come together, his word is confirmed and you believe. You don't just believe that you heard something, but when everyone else is hearing the same thing, you know, then you know that you're connected and you're not by yourself. And I've just been having this strong sense in my spirit that it's time to get serious, because there's a season coming where there's going to be a separation. It's going to be a lot harder to stay lukewarm. And we need to get serious now because it's going to take that. And it's a good thing. I mean, what God's got for us is wonderful. But you won't last just doing it in your own strength, just getting up and coming on Sunday. You won't make it. That's just the word I've gotten, I've been hearing, is we won't make it doing it that way. And no matter what anyone has done or said or what you feel or think, you've got to get serious with God, okay? I hope this is making sense, but this is what God's just been speaking to me. It's time to get serious. And what I mean by serious, I don't mean that you have to do something to make me think you're serious or to show everybody else you're serious. I just mean you get serious yourself with God. You pray, you spend time in the Word, and you make that the first priority. Not just coming to church, but your relationship with God is important. You know, we let those things go and we starve ourselves, but there's a season coming where you're going to need that strength. You're going to need a good balanced diet of the Word. You're going to need the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit to make it. I'm not saying it's going to be bad. It's going to be good, okay? But we're going up. And as we go up, the fire gets a little bit hotter. It gets a little bit more intense. And either you're going to make it or you're not. There's coming a season where there's no half in and half out. There's no one's riding the fence. There's a season where God's going to separate. And those that are serious will remain. There's a purification coming, and only that which is pure will remain. The hay and the stubble is being burned up. And if you've got stuff that's in you that is not of God, that's not pure, but it's impure and it's of the flesh and of the world, that will be consumed. So make sure you've got some gold in you. Let God work those things. Let God purify you, okay, so you can make it. Because what God's doing is wonderful, but He has to have a body that's ready so He can do what's coming. If He had a great outpouring on a bunch of people that didn't know what to do, that were unprepared, that were saved one day and demons the next day, then He would have a revival that lasted a week, you know. And we've had enough of those, you know. But what does it take for a revival? It takes you to be serious, and not just that, you to stay serious. Okay, you got to stay serious. You got to be consistent with God. You can't just be in one week, out the next week. Happy one day, upset the next. Up, down, in, out, in, out. We've got to be serious. We've got to be serious with God. When you're here and encouraged by your brothers and sisters, and when you're by yourself, be encouraged in the Lord. Be encouraged by the Holy Spirit. And think about those around you and encourage each other. I really believe that too. Encourage each other. Lift each other up, build each other up. If someone makes you mad, if you get offended at someone, remember this, encourage each other. It's more important that you build that other person up because you're going to need them and they're going to need you. We're about to enter into a wonderful season. And, you know, it's kind of neat. This is a small group, a small bunch of people, but I believe you're serious about God. Sometimes the impure has to be burned up before God can build on the foundation that He wants to lay. But we need gold, and we need the best. And I believe we've got the best. But demand that from yourself and offer that to God. Give Him your best. Be serious. It's not a time to play around. I really believe that.
Sorry about this, but I got it in my spirit, and we got to confess those things. As we were sitting there a couple while back, I saw we don't have a logo or an emblem. And we've had several people looking at logos and emblems and doing different things, you know, and we've never quite got there. You know, we've had a couple things that never quite worked out. But tonight I saw in the spirit the logo. I saw in the spirit the logo tonight, and then as I was sitting there meditating and looking at the logo was vision. Amen. And as I was looking at the logo started to speak. Amen. The logo started to talk. The logo started to prophesy. Rango dovreti ti kestanda histera hada ha. And if you could visualize this, I saw a tree, just a tree with the soil there, but you could see the roots in a river under the ground, and you can see the roots going down through the soil to the river. And it was the biggest, most wonderful, most fruitful tree. Alaba asigan hana, stand up, and I'm going to speak out. Amen. From the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, and we're going to verbalize these things and confess it. Now, we pray that God would give supernatural vision. We pray that God would send vision. Ha, ha, ha. We pray that God would send vision, that we'd be able to follow through on the vision that God spoke forth. Amen. We ask God to speak and to say some things. Y'all remember that service? We told God to speak to us and speak vision. Well, I see a green tree. I see a green tree which roots go down to the river. But I'm gonna do na aste to head roots that dig down to the river. A tree strong, huh? True roots to the east. The largest tree in the woodlands, in the name of Jesus, is the tree of life. And it's not a pine tree. The largest tree in the woodlands is the tree of life. And whatsoever they do, it shall prosper. Because they're rooted, grounded deep beneath the soil. And planted. Planted beyond. Now we've been saying that. Even myself, we've been talking about the soil, talking about the soil. What about this place? Why this place? Why this dirt? Why this soil? This soil doesn't mean anything. Get beyond this place and go deeper than this place to the water. Ha 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 ha. That goes everywhere. Don't just think about the dirt. Forget to get through the dirt. Get through the woodlands. Glory to God. And go to the root of the matter where God is. Ha 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 ha. Say there's a river beneath the woodlands, which is the word of God and the will of God. And that tree of life is going to pull the nutrients from that river and supply this area in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I speak it. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't care. Whoop-de-doo. Anyhow, I'm serious by it. Amen. Don't even want to battle for it. Amen. But I want the will of God. But the biggest tree in the woodlands is the tree of life. And I don't say that out of pride. I don't say that out of ego, because I don't care. Amen. Does not matter to me. I say it because God said it. And he said, and I see a big trunk. I see a huge trunk around the tree. And God said the tree of life will be the biggest tree, and this is the tree of life. There was another prophet in here, another minister in here. Somebody else was in here, and they were talking about the birds of the air, different birds or different things coming to find shelter on the branches, or coming to rest on the branches of the tree. And someone kept visualizing that. They prophesied that right here in this place. I don't know which prophet that was, but it was Drummond Tom visualized, and he prospered. Ha ha ha. Drummond Tom visualized the branches. It was Drummond Tom that came. Drummond Tom was John G. Lake's boy preacher. Hallelujah. Drummond Tom was Kim Clement's pastor, Rodney Howard Brown's pastor. Hallelujah. And Drummond would come and visit, and we didn't know why. And Drummond said he just kept seeing a huge, and Maceo saw it, kept seeing a tree. And they kept seeing a tree, and we didn't know what this was all about. They kept seeing this tree with huge branches that went out beyond. And notice that the symbol of the woodlands is woods and trees and everything like it, so it'll fit right in. Ha ha ha. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. See, why do we say those things? Because we needed to. Hallelujah. Because it's confession. It's important to speak those things. It's important to speak the word of God. Amen. And be confident in the word of God. Not in your abilities, amen, not in all the things you have, but just in the word of God. How? I don't know. When? He said so. Somebody say, this is the season when the tree of life will manifest in Jesus' name. Well, glory to God.
Glory to God. Yes, ma'am. Come on, precious. Yeah, please do. Yes, okay. Come on, we want to hear you. We might want to record and transcribe all this, hon. Please. Oh, you're okay, precious. She's okay. Hallelujah. God's going to do much more than that. You know that. You're ready. You're a preacher woman. Hallelujah.
Used to be a preacher woman. Yes, yes. In the last 5 or 6 years, Satan has tried to sift me as wheat. And God showed me that. It's been horrible. And I've been in church pretty faithful, except for the last year, in and out. And that was just not my character. You know, I was once on fire for God. And so when we came here, I came with my friend that was here, Joyce. She doesn't like to visit churches by herself, so I get to go with her. And we pulled up, and there was very few cars. And she said, well, maybe we shouldn't go here. Don't tell her I told you that. She's a mighty woman of God. Joyce is a mighty woman of God. But I said, I don't care. You know, the numbers don't matter. It's, the final thing is, where does God want you?
Amen.
And so when I came in, the word that was preached, I was so excited because I haven't heard word like that really taught since Clarence and Carol, when they had their church. Carol's my best friend. And haven't heard word like that. And so I told Joyce, and she saw the excitement, and Carol saw the excitement. That's why they were here last Wednesday night. You know, they saw in me. And I said, it's like water to a thirsty soul. You know, I'm just so excited. And it's the word. It's the word. And I'm just excited to be here. And it's my plans. I don't know what God's plans are. I hope it's to be here. And get the word back like I once had it. Get my children back. I wanted to share what I was expecting when you were preaching that Sunday night. You have to have expectation. My kids want to serve God and my husband. And Satan's, they've believed a lie. And I'm expecting my family to be restored.
Yes.
And I want you to agree with me for that, you know. And I told Frank, I said, you need to come and visit the church that God perhaps will have me go to, because, you know, you're the head of the house. And he's born again. He's just been hurt. And so he says he's going to come and hear a pastor. And I believe God's going to bring him back. He is going to bring him back in, you know. So pray for my children, please. Yes.
Yeah.
But anyway, what I was going to say simply was, it's water to the thirsty soul, and I'm excited.
Hallelujah. We enjoy it. Anybody else got fire? Yes.
I have to say something, because you have confirmed so many things that happened to me today. I mean, I don't even know where to begin. But that water thing, I'm at the chiropractor's office, and I'm telling a woman, and she's like, why did you go to that church in the first place? I said, I don't know. God told me to, and I did. I mean, it started with like 3 people, and I was like, God, you know. So you hit the numbers thing, and it's where to be fed. But I told her, I said, about the song, as the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after thee, you know. And it's that thirsting, and it's awesome. There were a couple other things you hit that got, oh. In my prayer time today, God was saying, you've got to... I repent. I used to have my confessions all over my kitchen cabinets, and I would say them all the time. And I took them down. And the Lord told me I had to get my confessions back out and start saying them again. And when you said that, it really confirmed that to me.
We thought we were going to get out here early tonight. Well, praise the Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord. How are you doing back there, Mary? Hallelujah. Kathy, can you speak yet? Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Say, I'm a green leaf.
I'm a green leaf.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Let it be in Jesus' name. Well, hallelujah. Bringeth forth fruit. Hallelujah. In due season. Well, praise God. We're going to receive tonight's offering. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And get excited about that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Get excited about that.
Thank you.
Y'all going to be green leaves. That means you're going to have lots of money. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
Hallelujah. I'm going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. We already speaking it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, God. I'm going to get some upgrades in Jesus' name. I've got my seed out there already. Hallelujah. My seed is out there. My seed is mighty in the earth. You ain't seen nothing yet. This is sowing time.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. This is sowing time. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I'm about to reap all kind of stuff in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So I say, I'm a reaper.
I'm a reaper.
In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you that you... Lord, we thank you for the mighty many blessings that you give your children. We thank you for wonderful days. We thank you for supernatural anointings. God, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your presence, O Lord. We thank you for your presence, O Lord. And we pray that today we would be able to walk into your vision. Hallelujah. That we would be able to walk into your vision by faith in Jesus' name. And all the things that you spoke to us, O God, concerning our personal lives, Father God, and in different areas. Father God, we pray that we would walk right into manifestation in this season. And that we would ever remain humble before you, Father God. But bold in the Lord. Hallelujah. Great boldness on the earth, O God, but humble before your throne. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for supernatural faith and boldness on the earth, but humility, hallelujah, and brokenness before your throne. Ranganduru ushtanahan, say boldness in the earth. But humility and brokenness before the throne. Let it manifest this week in Jesus' name. Let the vision come to pass this week. We speak it all into existence in Jesus' name, Father God. In every single area, give witness in that area, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bring the pieces back together in Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name. And right now we speak over this offering. Everybody speak to your offering. If you don't have one, speak to the one you wish you had. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I thank God for you. I remember a day when I didn't know you, but I know you now, and I speak to you right now in the name of Jesus. Ha ha ha. And I command you to go forth and bless Nations Church and every one of its ministries. Then go out, get your friends, come back and bless me in the name of Jesus. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, I speak to you that I receive many blessings unexpected starting in the dimension of 10 grand. Starting in the dimension of 10 grand, we receive it right now. You better do it. I know y'all think I'm crazy, but I've been seeing that for about four to five weeks in Jesus' name. Say, I can receive it in that area in Jesus' name. I can visualize that, and I can receive it and walk in it in Jesus' name. I can walk in that in Jesus' name. Say, and Father, after it happens,
Let it happen again. And again. And again. And again. And again. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I don't know how you're going to do it. But I know you're going to do it. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all think that's crazy, but watch it manifest. Watch, some of these things have already started to manifest in your lives, and you think God is joking around. God is very serious about it. Amen. And I'm trying to increase your faith because I know it's going to happen. I'm trying to increase your faith so when it does happen that you won't get blown away by it and start to question it, that you say, let it happen again in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let it happen again in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Say, I speak. I speak. I speak. Another 100 grand in Jesus' name. Unexpected, with no sorrow in Jesus' name. In addition to what I've already asked you for and believed. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. I expected. I expected. Say it one more. You got the word concerning those things. You know what you're going to do. You're going to do what's right. Hallelujah. You say, I expect it to manifest in Jesus' name. Thank God. Why do you think this place is so small right now? Because God can't give that word to everybody. Why do you think this place is so small right now? Because God can't give that word to everybody. Raymond Bible School, when it started up that first year, they had a very small crew. Why was it so small when they advertised all over the place? Because everybody couldn't receive what they were giving out at that time. So they had Billy, Kenneth, and all those boys in there, people that could hang with it. Somebody say amen. Somebody say hallelujah. You've come into the season, into the kingdom for such a time as this. Glory to God. So you get what God's giving out right now. Amen. It'll be later on. Something else will come. Somebody say praise God. So if he's got you there, he's got you for a reason. So you need to upgrade your faith and start to receive in that area. If you can't receive the 100 grand, go for the 10. Hallelujah. She said, I'm going for the money. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Call it in. Call it in. Don't be distracted by it. Don't you know you got God is already working? When you first started hearing this stuff, you didn't even have an idea that it could even, that there even a possibility of it happening. Amen. You just thought it was pipe dreams and wishing wells. You had no idea that there was no possibility, period, even in the natural of it even coming around. Glory to God. But there is all kind of evidence and possibilities all around you in several different areas. God's got several windows he can bring in, and you even know where some of it is. Glory to God. You even know where some of it is. Amen. Hallelujah. So your faith should be increased because things have gotten better. It's even started to materialize already. Somebody say, thank God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Thank God. Why am I getting so hot? It's yesterday and three times in this service, just hot, 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 hot. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I speak that CD or CDs done and blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. With no sorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo-hoo. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Visualize yourself as a green leaf. Hallelujah. Visualize your. What is your kid's name, huh? Harry, how old are they? 32, 28, and Herbie, Mark. Herbie, Mark, and Rebecca. Thank you, Jesus. God's got them. He'll bring them in. No doubt about it. He'll bring them. He'll get that stuff together. You better believe God. He'll bring them in. And you got to realize if they're not here tonight, they're here tonight because you got something you need. Amen. And God will get you taken care of. Amen. Don't you even worry about them before you know it. Hallelujah. Ah, when you're least likely expected, and it will be fast. It will be fast, won't it? You have to give your testimony. Then we got to go. Amen. This man's a wild one. He looked like he'd been around here for a long time, doesn't it? Look like he's been, this one right here, the weird one, amen, the one that's always going for God. I'm talking about you.
Hallelujah. I'm talking about the blessed one. He's not a weirdo. This blessed one right here look like he's been in this for a long time. In the Word, going to Sunday school, going to every service, just about he and this one over there. Catching every service, won't miss it even on the night. Gotten his friends dropping him off. Amen. He would have gotten tired by now. You know, he would have gotten tired and given up by now. Amen. Kathy, come and tell us how long what happened.
Only if you.
I've been praying for my husband. Seven or eight years. I had my prayer list with dates, dear. And that he would come to the Lord and that he would be filled with the Holy Spirit. And the Lord told me that this was my year.
that I would see my whole family come to God. And April 1st of this year, the Lord got this man in here. Well, he was here before that. It was the end of February, beginning of March. And I had been coming here since the end of December. And Dean always knew where to find me because I wasn't at home, I was here. And I have a daughter that's had some problems, and she took off and left us with a car, and we had an extra car, and the Lord had put it on my heart that we were going to sew a vehicle to the church. And I said, okay, I'm going to go to the man who doesn't go to church, doesn't tithe, and I'm going to tell him we're going to give him the car. Okay, how am I going to do this? And God told me just to sit on it. And it was a Saturday night, the beginning of March, and my husband said to me, what time is church tomorrow? And I told him, never expecting that he'd get up and go. And he got up that morning and put his suit on, and he came here. And that afternoon when we went home, he said, do you think they have a need for a vehicle at the church? And the Lord had put it on his heart even before. And ever since that day, he's been coming here. In April the 1st was when he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he's been on fire for God ever since. And my daughter is now back in church, my eldest daughter, and has received the Holy Spirit. So we've got 3 out of 4, one to go, and this is the year, and I have that, and I believe on it, and Tracy will be back. Yes. She will be back. And my eldest daughter is at ORU.
How many services did you miss from the day you got filled with the Holy Ghost? 3? I'm talking about 3 services a week, mm-hmm. and he's missed. No, you missed 3.
I went to a place called Camera Office. That's okay, though.
3 services, I'm talking about 4 services a week. Mm-hmm. From the day he got baptized in the Holy Ghost, he's missed about 3 of them.
And it got discouraging, praying and praying and praying, but it's a persistence in believing in God. And that's what paid off. God's a good God.